And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Well, there's the fanfare. It's time to talk about another new movie with our resident critic, Matt Olien. And you went back in time a little bit for this one, Cold War.
Yeah, so the director, Paul Polakowski, is a Polish director, and he won the Foreign Language Oscar in 2014 for a wonderful black and white film called Ida. And this is also in black and white. It takes place during the 50s, supposedly kind of based on the story of his parents, or loosely based on his parents. And it starts kind of at the end of World War II, and it's about these two people that are artists. And Tomasz Kot plays, he's kind of a music composer, pianist, and it's his job to put on folk music festivals or the celebration of Polish culture. And so he recruits all these people that become singers and dancers in these little shows that tour around the communist states and Soviet Union. And he meets one of the singers who he falls in love with. She's played by Joanna Kulig in a great performance. I wish she'd have gotten in the Best Actress Oscar mix. I like her performance a bit better than Jelica Aparicio in Roma, who I think probably could have been left out, but that's just my opinion. So we kind of get the back and forth love life of these two people as they kind of deal with being artists in communist Poland, which isn't always easy to do. And there are I can't give away too much of the plot because, you know, the film does take place outside of Poland as well. And as you know, Doug, when artists would tour different countries, sometimes an artist or two would defect.
Yes.
And this becomes a part of the story. I'm not going to go into too much more detail, but it's an up and down love life of these two people. Through the years, it covers about 15 years. Wonderful black and white cinematography. It's been nominated for the cinematography. The director is nominated. Foreign Language Oscar it's nominated up against Roma and some other films like Shoplifters from Japan. That should be a very competitive category on Oscar night coming up Sunday. But I love this film a lot. It's one of my favorite films of the year. As foreign films go, I liked it better than Roma, which are the two big foreign language films I've seen recently. Very evocative. It's a short film, like 95 minutes tops, but really kind of gives you that sense of life inside a communist country, you know, during the Iron Curtain years and what it was like to be an artist and to be kind of stymied in your artistic life because these are talented people. She's a great singer. Kulig just gives such a wonderful performance, Doug. Her character is a great singer, but she's also volatile. She drinks too much, flirts with too many men. And it's really a great performance, and she's gotten a lot of awards for it. I just wish she could have got in the Oscar mix. Tomasz Kot, very good in his lead performance as her lover. So I invite people to go see this. It is out in release now. Check your listings. I know the Fargo Theater has it right now, but please check your listings around the state and our listening area, Cold War. Probably one in my top five films of the year.
I've been reading a lot about this, and I'm very intrigued. I'm really looking forward to seeing it because this is such an interesting point in history. Mm-hmm. There are listeners out there who weren't born when the Soviet Union existed, and it was a very different world at that time. This Cold War we're talking about was occasionally pretty warm, and it's been now since 1989, I think, or thereabouts,
yeah.
When the Soviet Union disintegrated, and we have now Russia, and Poland is a free nation, and those other satellites of the former Soviet Union. So an interesting snapshot. How do they portray the place?
Very well. I mean, you really get a sense for what Poland was like at the time. The film does travel to a few other countries. I'm not going to say what those are, but you really get that sense of the 50s artistic lifestyle. And as you know, Doug, even though Poland was a communist country, during the 60s, Roman Polanski, Miloš Forman, Jiří Menzel, great Polish filmmakers that were pushing the envelope. I look at those films now, Doug, and I wonder how they got away with them. Knife in the Water, Loves of a Blonde by Miloš Forman, who passed away last year. These are pretty interesting films that are very kind of artistic and almost left-leaning a little bit, and I wonder how they got away with them. So the film does portray that as well, which shows them putting on these shows and her trying to get her music career going and her singing career and being up against the communist regime a little bit, you know, and what they should do with their lives. Should they stay in Poland? Should they leave Poland? That's really kind of the crux of this film.
There's another piece of this that intrigues me too, because during that period, the arts were very important in places like East Germany and Czechoslovakia, which also had their theater movements, which were in a way where a fair amount of protest was put on stage. Mm-hmm. So this is an interesting time in history, and I'm just intrigued to see it.
Marvelous film. A couple things on Oscar night, Doug, look for: if it beats Roma for foreign language film, could be a long night for Roma. I don't think it's going to. I also think it has a good shot to win the cinematography Oscar. I like the cinematography better in Cold War than I did in Roma, but as you know, I reviewed Roma last week and was a little underwhelmed by that movie.
Well, I guess the center of my Oscar chat with you usually is a question. This time it's more like a discussion about how important foreign films are getting to be, because there are three films, foreign films, nominated for Best Cinematography. Mm-hmm. That's the first time in Oscar history that three out of the five best cinematography nominees were foreign films. Mm-hmm. So these are interesting times.
Yeah, I think Never Look Away is the other one that's up for cinematography, the German film by von Donnersmarck. And so that's very interesting. And I'm glad that the Academy this year, even though I'm not wild about Roma, I am glad that we're starting to see, you know, two of the director nominees are directed foreign language films. Yorgos Lanthimos is Greek, even though he directed The Favorite, which is an English language film. So I've always wanted the Academy to branch out farther beyond U.S. and British films, because there's a whole world of cinema out there. I just wish Joanna Kulig, as I said, could have been nominated for lead actress. One other thing to watch on Oscar night, Doug, very quickly, the Christian Bale-Rami Malek battle for best actor. That is getting very tight. This was thought to be Bale's award
about a month ago. Those are two great performances, though.
They are, but I think Bale's is a little better. I thought Bale had this locked up, and all of a sudden Malek won the SAG and the BAFTA. So this could be a very interesting, very tight best actor race. I do think Glenn Close looks to be a lock to win for The Wife.
I think Malick's film also won this ARP award as well. So,
yeah.
So maybe there's sort of a trend that way. But I thought they both were fantastic impersonations of real people.
I think Vice is a stronger film, though, and I'd vote for Bale, but we'll see what happens.
All right. We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.